WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. British Prime Minister Theresa May this hour is telling Parliament there is no reason to believe there are any further imminent terror attacks after yesterday's incident. Also, British authorities made 8 arrests overnight in connection with that attack yesterday.
What we're hearing this morning is that these raids, the 6 different locations that police raided leading to those 8 arrests, were intelligence-led. They believe that the attacker was ISIS-inspired.
Correspondent Nick Robertson. President Trump will be meeting today with the Conservative Freedom Caucus ahead of the House vote tonight on the GOP health care plan to replace Obamacare. Many conservatives are opposed to the Republican health care plan because they say it doesn't go far enough. An Associated Press count at this hour finds at least 26 Republicans say they oppose the bill. That's enough to narrowly defeat it. The FBI reportedly now has information that indicates some Donald Trump associates communicated with suspected Russian operatives, possibly to coordinate the release of information damaging to Hillary Clinton's campaign.
At this point, we still don't know who the people connected to Trump that are being investigated as part of this coordination part. What we do know is that the FBI has been investigating four former Trump campaign associates, including Michael Flynn, Paul Manafort, Roger Stone, and Carter Page, for contacts with Russians known to U.S. intelligence.
Correspondent Evan Perez. Also new this morning, the Associated Press is reporting that agents from the Treasury Department recently obtained information about offshore financial transactions involving Donald Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort. The information was part of a federal anti-corruption probe into his work in Eastern Europe. The lawyer for one of the suspects in last week's rape of a 14-year-old Rockville High School girl says his client is being wrongly accused. And in fact, he says, quote, this appears to have been a consensual encounter. Attorney Andrew Jezik represents 18-year-old Henry Sanchez Milian and says he's confident his client will be exonerated. Meanwhile, there will be an increased police presence at the Rockville High School today.
Two threats were called into Rockville High School on Wednesday afternoon, according to Officer Rick Goodale with the Montgomery County Police.
First call came in just before noon. The second call came in a little after 1:30.
Goodale wouldn't say what exactly the threats were, but it's been enough to warn additional officers at the school yesterday and today.
We do expect to have an increased presence, and then we'll reevaluate after that.
Classes yesterday were not as scheduled and are expected to today as well. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Following the rape at Rockville High School last week, allegedly committed by 2 teenagers in the U.S. illegally, some changes may be in store now to Maryland's proposed Trust Act.
The Trust Act would limit how much local law enforcement can cooperate with federal immigration officials.
The bill wound up being amended, watered down, if you will, in the House. I think that very much was a reflection of what happened in Montgomery County.
Now moves to the state Senate. St. Mary's College political scientist Todd Eberle says
folks will at least be afraid of the perception that they're voting for a measure that might protect those like the young men who brutalized that girl in Montgomery County.
He says that's not the intent, but
in politics, perception has this way of becoming reality.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Secret Service arrested a woman who was trying to scale the White House fence. They didn't have much trouble capturing her because they say as she tried to climb over, her shoelaces got caught, and when they found her, she was dangling from the fence by her shoelaces. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,661, the NASDAQ at 5822. Sports, the Wizards get a win over the Hawks. The Caps host Columbus tonight. Exhibition baseball, the Nats lose, the O's win, and Team USA wins the World Baseball Classic. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
What's going on? Well, I'll tell you what's going on.
Mark Levin, 6 to 9 p.m.
I really think it's my public duty as a public service to give you a little bit more information.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. The good news? I can help. Dental implants are a permanent solution that I offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, as well as causing the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. So smile big. Eat what you want. With over 3 decades of experience, advanced training, and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single pain-free visit. Call 703-503-9490. Online at SmileEasy.com. That's SmileEasy.com.
Need your home sold guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
When is the last time your rugs had a deep-down professional clean? For more than 60 years, Hadid is a name you can trust. Right now, for every two rugs cleaned, you get a third rug cleaned free, including free pickup and delivery. To learn more, go to JoeHadid.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
The Beltway's become very busy. Maryland, I want to start first on the inner loop side. Normally don't have an inner loop delay heading through Silver Spring to College Park. Your delay's near Colesville Road to the crash past New Hampshire Avenue, which has caused this backup. And looking at, looks like all the activity is over to the right shoulder. Nonetheless, though, the flashing lights, still distraction, and it distracts northbound New Hampshire Avenue trying to merge on through to the Beltway. Now, the outer loop, normal backups, 95 to George Avenue. Getting down to the Beltway, two trouble spots just reported. We'll go southbound on I-95 with the crash reported in the Beltsville area, and on 29 as you head into White Oak, crash reported. Virginia Beltway, here's where we're busy, too. Two accidents between Braddock Road, Little River Turnpike, the one at Braddock Road. They're still trying to sort that out with delays now as you come out of Newington. That continues on to 395. Now we're focusing just past Seminary Road. We have reports of an incident. So take it easy, everybody. With dry pavement out there beyond the area of Seminary Road. We're good into Shirlington, and just a brief delay now forming at the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clear morning, sunny afternoon, 49. Today. Overnight tonight down to 35, suburbs a little colder. Friday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, breezy and mild, and a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 24 in Centerville, 23 in Kensington, 30 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. New information suggests that some Trump associates may have coordinated with the Russians during the campaign. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning. It is 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Thursday morning. Joining us at 7:15, former House Intelligence Chair Pete Hoekstra will be joining us. We'll talk to him about the terror attack in London yesterday and the surveillance of Trump's transition team. At 8:05, Fairfax Supervisor Pat Herity joins us. And at 8:35, it's Jake Tapper from CNN. We'll talk to him about his interview with Devin Nunes and the impending health care vote. I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson.
I'm really optimistic. There's still a lot of details to work out, Sean. And so to say that we've got a deal, that wouldn't be accurate. But I can tell you that the president is engaged not only personally with the Freedom Caucus, but with a real unbelievable broad spectrum of the GOP conference.
That's Mark Meadows, Republican from North Carolina, but for purposes of that interview, more importantly, chairman of the Freedom Caucus, mm-hmm. who have been holding out on the health care bill, speaking last night, by the way, to Sean Hannity on Fox News. Joining us on the line right now is Daniel Haller, vice president of government relations of the Heritage Action for America. Good morning to you. We wanted to bring you in here today because you have had some continuing concerns about this health care measure as it is being developed and about to be voted on by the House of Representatives. It sounds as if the Freedom Caucus is finding some kind of deal that makes it possible for them to vote for this measure. Where are you still on this matter?
Yeah, well, I think like you heard Congressman Meadows say, there's not a deal in place yet, but if the White House is negotiating in good faith, which it seems like they are, and they're willing to add some measures in there that actually get at the Obamacare regs, that's going to be hugely important for conservatives. I mean, the main problem with the bill that Paul Ryan drafted is we're not doing enough to drive down premiums. So if you say you repealed Obamacare, but you're not driving down premiums, that's bad policy, but it's really bad politics.
All right. So is it your sense that what needs to be done is being done? Do you have any intelligence on that matter?
It depends on who you listen to. You know how this works. There are certainly some encouraging signs. The question is, are they going to go far enough, fast enough? You know, this may play out late into tonight, into tomorrow, so we're going to see. But things are finally moving in a positive direction after Speaker Ryan and the leadership team basically refused to negotiate with conservatives for the last couple weeks.
And here's my problem, and I've been saying this all morning, is I've seen this from a couple of people. I think the Republicans have painted themselves into a no-win corner. I think that they're damned if they do, they're damned if they don't. If they pass this, they're going to make a lot of people unhappy, and if they don't pass it, they're going to make a lot of people unhappy.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that, I mean, Speaker Boehner a long time ago said, Obamacare is settled, let's move on. It's because he didn't want to go through the complicated process of repealing Obamacare and putting something else new in place. But the reason this is so difficult is because the Republicans started from the wrong position. They're basically negotiating which parts of Obamacare do we repeal. The question should have been, let's repeal it. And if there was something valuable in Obamacare, let's discuss bringing it back. So we sort of started from the wrong process.
Gotcha.
But we are where we are, and Congressman Meadows and conservatives and the White House are doing a good job of trying to make this bill better.
Oh, Paul, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say one more question about that. What about an option that I haven't seen? I even haven't seen it discussed. An option to just provide catastrophic care. And everything after that, you open up the markets, let people buy insurance. They can pick the plan they want for the care they want, as little or as much as they would like.
Yeah, I mean, if one of the amendments that's being talked about, which gets rid of the essential health benefits mandate from Obamacare, if that actually gets included, that will allow us for the type of coverage that you're talking about. That type of coverage was prohibited under Obamacare. So you're right that it's not being talked about because this has been an awful process. But if we get some of these amendments that are being discussed, you can begin to move in that direction. It's not going to happen in this bill, probably, okay, but you'll at least have the groundwork laid to move that direction.
All right.
I want to go back to something I heard you say, that you thought that that this would be could be resolved today, maybe tomorrow. Do you get a sense that the vote is sliding?
You know, the Rules Committee basically has a rule in place now that they can go back and meet anytime. So we're sort of on same day rule authority here through the weekend. So, I mean, they're supposed to vote tonight. The expectation is that it will slip, and leadership has given themselves a bunch of wiggle room to do this over the weekend and into Monday, I think, as well. Okay.
So you would not be surprised at all that if the vote slipped, but that doesn't mean necessarily that the vote is in trouble, just that they need time to work out some of these details that are in last-minute negotiation.
That's right. I think what's really clear is that the bill Paul Ryan has can't pass, but if they are negotiating in good faith with House conservatives, then it's okay if the vote timeline is slipping, because that means we're going to get a better product in the end.
Well, then
that's the way it should be done.
Yeah, bottom line it for me, though. What do you think the chances are that some measure can pass the House? Give me a percentage.
That's a good way to make myself wrong. I think there's a good shot that something can pass, but it's going to require Paul Ryan to negotiate with conservatives. And if he's doing that, I think you have a 75% chance of something passing. But it's certainly not the bill in front of us.
Yeah, and it's not going to make them happy. I like the idea of, and this is where I think the Republicans need to do a little PR work, which they're terrible at. They need to they do, because as you said here, this is just the first step, and they have said that there's going to be three steps. I don't care if there's five steps, as long as I know that in each step, this is what we're going to address. I think they would allay a lot of fears, and they might have more support if they would come out and say, okay, in the next step, we're going to do this, the next step, so that I can see if my concerns are addressed. Because ultimately, if my premiums don't go down, I'm not voting for any of them.
Well, right, and that's the big thing, because right now, the bill that Paul Ryan has isn't going to do enough to drive down premiums. And that's why it's so important to repeal Obamacare's regulatory architecture. If you don't do that, premiums are going to remain high. Republicans will lose in 2018 and beyond. That's a really bad situation, and it makes all of our premiums stay where they shouldn't be. So, you know, the incentives are all there to get this right, even if it takes a little bit longer than tonight.
Look down the pathway here. Assuming that something comes out of the House, it's not going to find favor in the Senate.
Yeah, I mean, the Senate is completely different, but we've seen this before. The House passed a Obamacare repeal bill through budget reconciliation process in 2015. It was a bad repeal bill. The Senate got it and said, this is awful, we can do better. And the United States Senate did better. So there's a track record of the Senate actually doing a better job, mm-hmm, when it comes to Obamacare repeal. Even though that was vetoed by President Obama, they have a track record of being able to do better. And so I'm optimistic that with Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, Tom Cotton, Ben Sasse, and others in the Senate, that they're going to be able to take whatever the House gives them and actually make it better.
Are there any Democrats that are going to vote for this?
Nope.
Not one. Okay, I just thought maybe there'd be an outlier somewhere. There might be one, but all right. I thought I would ask.
Yeah, in the House, I don't think there's going to be one.
Try.
In the Senate, you might get one. Well, thank you. Listen, I appreciate it. Daniel Holler, Vice President of Government Relations for Heritage Action for America. Greatly appreciate you being here.
Thanks.
It is now 7:15 on WML. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway, get ready in Annandale. We have big delays now coming off of 95. Now, almost essentially back out of Woodbridge and linking up to go north on 95 onto the Beltway. But crash before you get to Braddock Road. They're still trying to sort things out and get lanes reopened there. The second crash beyond that near 236, that's over to the shoulder. So struggling with two incidents. It also slows the Beltway. Coming safe from the Wilson Bridge and overpassed Eisenhower Avenue, you'll have some unusual backups. Then on to 395. We'll go past Landmark. Reports of an incident just as you pass Seminary Road. Maryland, we've been busy on 270 right at the lane divide. Accident cleanup. And one more big item, too. Maryland Beltway on the inner loop. As you head through Hillendale, past New Hampshire Avenue, crash. They had everything to the right shoulder, but it looks like an MDOT truck now is blocking that right lane for everyone's safety there. That's on the shoulder. So delays each direction on that stretch of the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WML Weather Channel forecast.
Here's the forecast. It looks like it's going to be sunny and about 49 today. Sort of cool. Tonight, 35. Tomorrow, though, 64 degrees. And on Saturday, temperatures in the mid-70s. It looks nice on Sunday, although there may be a shower coming through. Temperatures also in the mid-60s. Currently in the nation's capital, 27 degrees. It is 7:16 on WMAL.
CompleteGreenClean.com. Home or office, they do it all, and they do it green. CompleteGreenClean.com. Check out their website for their daily specials and to schedule your next cleaning appointment. CompleteGreenClean.com.
What I've read seems to me to be some level of surveillance activity, perhaps legal, but I don't know that it's right, and I don't know that the American people would be comfortable with what I've read, but let us get all the reports.
That was a current chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, David Nunes, yesterday, talking about how he has seen some documents that suggest that, yes, indeed, members of the Trump transition team were being monitored by the intelligence community in some form. He surprised a lot of people with this. Joining us on the line right now, former Congressman Pete Hoekstra, who is a former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. Good morning to you, Mr. Hoekstra. Good to have you.
Hey, great. Good to be with you. Thank you.
I want to start out with Nunes. We want to get to the terrorism thing in just a moment. But with Nunes' comments yesterday, the president said he feels somewhat vindicated. Clearly something was going on. And as we understand it, and I want to sort of drill down on this with you, they are saying that what happened was that there was incidental, routine, and legal intercept of some communications. What do you draw from those three words? Incidental, routine, and legal.
I think that happens all the time.
Well, the intelligence community. What kind of thing would that be?
Well, that would be we've targeted the Russians, foreign intelligence surveillance. That's what our intelligence community does. And along with that, they may have, identified some other people that were associated with the Russians or some other group that we were surveilling for foreign intelligence purposes. These people come in contact with Americans on a routine basis, and they probably came in contact with the Trump campaign. They probably came in contact with the Clinton campaign and other people on Capitol Hill. That happens. There are rules in place for what happens when that incidental collection takes place.
Well, according to Nunes, he read this, and he said it was very clear to him when he read these reports who it was that was being monitored, who the Americans were, and in some cases, the names were unmasked. And that's what irritated him, because he said it did appear to him that there was some intelligence document that was produced, some massaging of these raw intelligence intercepts that gave some pretty interesting ideas about what the Trump transition team was up to, and he found that troubling.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly where you start, peeling back the layers and saying, whoa, what's going on here? And Devin, said a number of things, and you really got to be very careful, and you got to listen to him very carefully for what he was saying. He said some of the, I think some of the raw intelligence that he read, number one, raw intelligence. Members of Congress and people in the White House very seldom, if ever, see raw intelligence. I don't know if I ever saw raw intelligence in my 7 years that I was on the Gang of Eight. You just don't see that stuff. Someone in the White House apparently had that kind of information. Number two, it had nothing to do with the Russians. Number three, he said, you know, I'm troubled that this kind of information was collected and disseminated. That's telling you that, if you peel it back just a little bit, it says, you know, this may have been used for other reasons than for intelligence. The fourth thing is, how did this stuff get to the White House? You know, Mike Rogers on Monday said, you know, we have strict procedures in place for disseminating this and for unmasking it. Well, Mr. Rogers, you've got a lot of explaining to do how these transcripts made it to the White House and how they were either, some of them were unmasked, or they were masked, but it was so obvious who was talking or who was being talked about. Mr. Rogers, how did that stuff make it to the White House?
And during the presser yesterday, he was asked by a reporter, can you rule out the possibility that senior Obama administration officials were involved in this? And his words were, no, I cannot. How far up does this go?
Well, I think it's going to be very interesting. I first got wind of this early this week, Monday and Tuesday, that these materials existed and that this went way up in the administration. Again, because these are very, very sensitive documents. You don't give these to lower-level people with clearances. This goes, you know, there's, again, remember, they said only roughly 20 people in the NSA have the authority to view these documents and potentially unmask them. So you know that this went, these materials, if they're distributed, they go to the highest echelons of the White House. I don't want to put any names out there, but I've heard some, and it's pretty scary as to who these people could be. And it doesn't take a whole lot of imagination to figure out, you know, the people that received this or were the consumers
right.
of this intelligence.
Can I just go back and clarify something? You used the name Mike Rogers. Did you mean Rogers?
Yes, this is the Mike Rogers, who is the director of the NSA.
Oh, okay, the other Mike Rogers. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. Now I'm with you. Okay. So that's where that came from. Okay, I just wanted to clarify that because I was a little confused, and I thought maybe our audience was as well. May we turn to the terrorist attack?
Absolutely.
Any thoughts there about what we know? There apparently have been some raids overnight, and a bunch of people have been arrested, but it appears that this was, at least initially, sort of a lone wolf attack.
Well, I'm always skeptical of the lone wolf thing. People don't become radicalized by themselves. They're typically in a community where people are encouraging them, or they're online responding to targeted solicitations or targeted invitations to become radicalized. And so, you know, it's not like you're just sitting there someday and you say, "I think I'll become a radical." It's an ongoing effort. And it's an ongoing process. You may not have been in direct personal contact with a real life individual to become radicalized, but you know, this is a problem. It's now hit Great Britain again. We express our sympathy, but to the people of the UK and in this tragedy. But it points how deep seated this problem is across Europe, and you know, the concern is that it's working its way over here.
Well, it happened in Ohio State. Remember, there was the Somali refugee student who had the car ramming. He did pretty much the same thing, tried to run over a bunch of people and did with a car, and then got out with a knife and started attacking people. And we know it happened in Nice, where 86 people were killed. And I don't know how you stop people from owning cars or buying knives.
No, that's exactly right. It's very, very difficult to stop, and you know that these two things we're talking about are related, because if this information that made its way into the White House was disseminated inappropriately, the calls and the accusations by some that our intelligence services have gotten too much authority to keep us safe and that they are now abusing it, Congress will and should rein in our foreign intelligence community, because they've abused their authorities, and that will make us less safe.
Well, former Congressman Pete Hoekstra, former chairman of the U.S. House Intelligence Committee, it's been a good morning to have you on, and I thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Yep, thank you.
It is now 7:24 on WMAL.
Style. Performance. Superior quality. America's luxury brand. All this from Ted Britt Lincoln. Arrive in style with the new 2017 Lincoln Black Label Continental. And only Ted Britt gives you their exclusive Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. This is why all Lincoln buyers come to Ted Britt. Arrive in style. In American-made luxury. Ted Britt Lincoln of Chantilly.com.
7:25 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, Upper Marlboro. I'm going to walk you through this and some alternates because they're possibly sending a medevac helicopter to the serious incident, so expect the closures. Now, I'm looking at delays already quite intense. On 301 northbound, the crash is right near Village Drive. That puts it north of Route 4, north of Marlboro Pike. So if you normally take 301 out of Upper Marlboro, get up to 214 Central Avenue. It is not working. They have the northbound lane shut down, one southbound lane closed, and they're possibly sending a medevac helicopter to the scene. Now, if you're joining on to 301 and Leland Road, you are beyond the crash. That's up near the Safeway, and you can get up toward 214 Central Avenue. That's the scoop there. On the Maryland Beltway, jammed each direction in Silver Spring. The interloop caused the crash, New Hampshire Avenue, onto the shoulder, but MDOT truck now blocking the right lane for everyone's safety. Top side from 95 to George Avenue, slow. I'm looking at the three-car crash on 270 on the shoulder. Nothing blocked right at the lane divide, but that's what we're focusing on right now. Virginia Beltway, the multi-car crash, interloop Braddock Road, that's out of the travel lanes, but it's given us a continuous delay. Dale City onto the Beltway and onto 395. So expect that to be some time to clear out. Update sponsored by Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now, 800-430-4149. And now, GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunshine today, 49 occurs this afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, 35. Suburbs a little colder. Clouds and sun on Friday, milder with a south breeze, 64. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 27 degrees at 727.
Everything we build makes a difference.
Here, which means yard work and deck repairs. How about a new deck from Longfence? You'll have more time for the yard, or better yet, hang it out on your gorgeous new deck. Go to longfence.com today.
Spring is sprung, and you know, by the weekend, we're back into the 70s. And when the weather gets warmer, police will tell you, crime tends to go up. And so you need to think about your precious family and your stuff in your home. Is it secure? It would be with a system from Ackerman Security Systems. Ackerman's $19.95 per month monitoring rate includes burglary, fire, and medical alert monitoring. That's about half the cost of the other guys. Ackerman has the industry's only guaranteed response time. And, of course, that's what counts when seconds matter. Ackerman is easy to change over to if you have another existing system. They can literally switch over your existing equipment in a matter of minutes and have you on the Ackerman security system just like that. For a few dollars more, Ackerman Security has all the latest, most advanced security technology, video and smart door locks and thermostats that can be controlled all with the touch of a button on your smartphone, tablet, and or laptop. So get protected and saved. And because you're my friend and radio buddy, I have a limited time offer for you from the folks at Ackerman. Call Ackerman right now. Get 3 months of free monitoring. That's 3 months free if you make the switch now. The number is 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
What is the path forward to a better healthcare system? At United Health Group, we believe it's possible to have a modern, high-performing, simpler healthcare system by building on what works, like rewarding care providers for achieving quality outcomes and affordability, rather than paying for the number of procedures. Giving states the flexibility to design and offer high-quality, affordable coverage that meets the unique needs of their residents. Providing seniors with choice and stability in their benefits and ensuring that the Medicare program meets their increasingly complex conditions. Strengthening and expanding the employer-sponsored coverage system, which already serves 178 million people. And providing patients with information to simplify their healthcare experience. The foundation exists for better healthcare. Building on what works is the path forward. United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
This Friday and Saturday, Atlantic Guns is having their annual Glock Days sale. Meet factory reps. Bring in your Glock for a free inspection by certified Glock armors. Register to win a great door prize. Atlantic Guns in Silver Spring and Rockville. Visit AtlanticGuns.com.
Coming up in just a moment, you think you know what the proper escalator etiquette is? You don't. You're doing it all wrong, my friends, and people are upset about it. Also, GPS makes you stupid. We'll tell you how. It's all coming up after the news, 7:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The long-promised GOP legislation to repeal and replace Obamacare is on the brink, just hours before the House is supposed to vote on it. Florida Republican Congressman Ted Yoho, a member of the House Freedom Caucus, said just a few minutes ago,
"As of right now, I'm still a no. We're still open for negotiations. We look forward to having more discussions today on this health care bill, and that's why I think you don't see a firm time for the vote. There is still time. And this is something that we all want. We want to fix health care in this country."
Republican leaders who are short of support are looking for President Trump to help them close the deal. British authorities have made 8 arrests overnight after the London terror attacks, but they also say they believe the attacker acted alone.
The police have now said formally that while they believe they know who the attacker is, they are not releasing his name, and they have not yet said his motive, except they have said they are treating it as an Islamist-inspired attack.
Correspondent Christiane Amanpour, the lawyer who represents one of the suspects in the Rockville High School rape case, says his client is innocent and that it was, quote, a consensual encounter. 18-year-old Henry Sanchez Millan is one of the two teenage suspects now facing charges as an adult in the case. Meanwhile, there's a stepped-up security at the school today.
Montgomery County Police are investigating 2 reports of threatening phone calls that Rockville High School received.
County Police spokesman Rick Goodale says the first threatening call was just before noon yesterday, the second about 90 minutes later. The National Park Service now says the cherry trees are blooming again after a killing frost.
There's already a lot of trees that are in peak bloom. We've got about 20% of them or so that have already reached the full blossom stage.
Spokesman Mike Litter says officials now expect peak bloom this weekend. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,661, the NASDAQ at 5822. Sports, the Wizards win, the Caps host the Blue Jackets tonight. Exhibition baseball, a win for the O's, a loss for the Nats, and Team USA wins the World Baseball Classic. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. We small business owners love dealing with payroll regulations and compliance issues. It's fun, exciting, adventuresome. And when we miscalculate and underpay our payroll taxes, well, the enjoyment we experience is nearly as much fun as gargling with razor blades. I mean, what's not to love? Well, small business owners, I'm sorry to report that my fifth company, Patriot Software, is going to deprive you of that payroll joy forevermore. It looks like you'll have to spend your weekends doing something other than cleaning up your payroll errors. We provide free setup, free support, guaranteed accuracy, and our payroll starts at just $10 a month. Plus, if you want us to deposit and file your payroll taxes for you, we can do that too. Just go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Hi, this is Larry O'Connor, and like many people, my experiences with the dentist when I was a kid were not the most comfortable, and so I had a big fear of the dentist. But for the past 2 years, I've been going to see Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. They are amazing dentists. They helped me overcome my dental fear. Honestly, it's been life-changing. Their approach with me was compassionate and non-judgmental. You see, Bethesda Sedation Dentistry is a place where people who've had any dental fears can safely visit. Everything's talked about in advance, and it's all 100% permission-based, so they proceed at the speed you're comfortable with. They really walk you through your visit every step of the way. Trust me, if you have any dental fear at all, a nagging tooth pain, if you're interested in sedation dentistry or just looking for a great dentist, call Rocky over at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Did you know that more homes sell in March, April, and May than any other time of the year? So why pay 6% commission just to sell your home? Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, and we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 up front and 0.5% commission at closing. We've already saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
There's things you want near you, like an Advance Auto Parts store full of friendly car experts with the knowledge and parts you need to get the job done. Then there's things you don't want near you, like the extremely dangerous Eastern Diamondback Rattlesnake.
Whoa.
You know, the one that falls under the extra poisonous category. So swing by our new Advance Auto Parts store in Auxon Hill to be surrounded by the parts you need at the best prices. Snake free. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road.
This is you, covered in toner because your printer or copier's busted. And this is you carefree because you upgraded with Carefree Office Technology, a veteran-owned small business. Call 703-385-1700. Visit carefreeoffice.com.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 southbound right at the lane divide. Oh boy. We have fire and rescue units back to the scene here. It looks like they blocked the right side of the interstate. 270 southbound right as you come up to that decision point to head to the inner or outer loop of the Capitol Beltway. So watch for police there. Once you get onto the inner loop, if you're heading into Bethesda, big delays this morning, not just to get past Connecticut Avenue toward George Avenue, but now just about linking up to the crash past New Hampshire Avenue on the shoulder and partially crowds the right lane. So overall, again, from Bethesda toward College Park, inner loop side, outer loop, same story, outer loop delays into Silver Spring. Now, let's get you on to 301 and Upper Marlboro. Big delays with the incident northbound 301, just north of Village Drive. That puts it north of Route 4 if you're on your way up toward 214 Central Avenue. So watch for big delays. Virginia Beltway, multi-car crash out of the travel lanes. Inner loop near Braddock Road in Annandale. Jammed as you come out of Dale City. And the crash at King Street on 395 out of the travel lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure's still in now. A little chilly this morning and clear. Clear sky stays with us today. And a little bit milder than yesterday afternoon, 49. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 22 in Herndon, 24 in Waldorf, 30 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Carefree Office Technology. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. AM 630.
WMAL. 737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:05, we're going to talk to Fairfax County Supervisor Pat Herity, very concerned about the number of gang murders that have taken place in Fairfax County, very much concerned about the number of people who come to this country illegally being shoved into the Fairfax County schools. We'll talk to him at 8:05. And at 8:35, Jake Tapper from CNN, who had a groundbreaking interview yesterday on this whole notion of whether or not the Trump administration was actually being monitored by the intelligence community. We'll give you the latest on that. I'm Brian Wilson, alongside Mary Walter. To the
left, to the left. As for keeping these new escalators in good working condition, Metro's general manager said the custom of people standing to the right on the escalator to allow people on the left to walk up actually hurts the escalator.
That was news for Mark Seagraves reporting on Metro General Manager Paul
Whitefield,
yeah. Saying that we're... Everything you know about riding an escalator is wrong.
Yeah.
Your whole life has been a lie.
This is news to me.
This is terrible because everybody in pretty much every city in the world stands to the right, and you let the people who are walking really quick... up to the left, right? So you give room for them to...
It's a matter of personal courtesy. You don't want to block the aisle, and you don't want to stand on the right.
Yes.
You want to stand on the right. You don't want to stand on the left and get in people's way. Everybody knows this. I'm shocked to learn that, according to the Metro General Manager, that's wrong.
It's absolutely wrong, and he's not the only one. Believe it or not, this is a worldwide problem. This is widespread. Two British researchers found in a study of the London subway system last year that the overall group of people in a subway station can move through the station faster if everyone just stands, and you're supposed to stand in the middle of the step, and it's actually faster.
Really? If everybody just rides?
Everybody just rides and stands there and takes their time and goes slowly. that just, though, is not inherent of any in any of us. And they are really getting hammered for this. These are very sensitive pieces of equipment. And here is News 4's Mark Seagraves saying, talking about the Metro GM's comment and how outraged people are on this.
Now, that comment by General Manager Paul Wiedefeld actually caused a lot of conversation on social media because, in fact, Metro does promote on its website and in overhead announcements that people should stand to the right and move to the left.
Hey. So, and you see that in a lot of subway stations, depending on where you are. It'll say stand right.
Hold on a second. Hold on a minute. So Wiedefeld says that it damages the escalators and we shouldn't do it. And yet the official policy that is given to the people who ride Metro is stand to the right so that people can walk up the left. Left hand says one thing, right hand says another.
Shocking.
How could this possibly happen in Metro?
Well, it's not. Listen, they must all employ the same people because the director of San Francisco's Bay Area Transit, the BART system, just was hammered with tweets because he made similar remarks on Twitter earlier this year. And the San Francisco Chronicle picked it up and reported on it. And Bevan Dufty told a paper, "My Twitter feed has been explosive. It's like I had a fire hose pointed at me. This is a conspiracy. Don't believe it. It's a lie." Well, here is the reason why you're not supposed to do this.
Okay.
There's a reason.
We do not promote, obviously, the walking on the left. It does. These are very sensitive pieces of equipment, and you can imagine this one would be in a rise of almost 10 stories, how that can impact it. Prefer that they stand as they move the up the escalator, but we also know people will do what they want to do.
And that's exactly, and that was Metro General Manager Paul Wiedefeld. And that's what they do. People do this everywhere. They do it in China as well. The Wall Street Journal had an article that said the transportation chiefs in China found that standing on the right damages that side of the equipment. I thought it would damage the side where people are walking up. But it damages the right side. And it kind of makes sense. These are stairs that are on a belt that rotates around. So if you have a lot of weight on one side of the belt, it makes sense that it would throw the balance
of the machine off.
Right. And then we complain that the escalators are always out and you have to walk up the stairs because God forbid that happened.
Well,
And so people complain, but we're doing it ourselves.
Well, listen, escalators have been a problem at Metro for some time. I mean, almost everybody has a story about, having to walk up that 10 flights of stairs because the escalator. There's only one transportation device that I know that is more unreliable than the escalators at Metro. That's the elevator here in our building.
Up the stairs.
Getting in that elevator is like riding the Tower of Terror at Disney World. My gosh, people. You don't know the risk I put my life in each and every day just to come here to this radio station.
You might get some incidental exercise.
No.
Walk up the stairs.
That's not going to happen. It is now 7:43 on WMAL.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average has hit 21,000. Does that make you excited or worried? Hi, Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show, right here every weekend. 21K on the Dow has gotten lots of media attention, but it's pretty irrelevant to you and your financial goals. The stock market does its thing, and no matter what it does, you still have to get kids and grandkids through college, prepare for your own retirement, and care for aging parents. So you should be focusing on your goals, and that's why you should call us at Edelman Financial Services. For 30 years, we've provided straightforward, common sense financial and investment advice to people just like you. Let us help you achieve your goals. We have 6 offices in the Maryland suburbs and Northern Virginia, and an Edelman Financial Planner is ready to help you. Call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Spring, it's finally here. Time to clean things up and get back on target. Cabela's Spring Great Outdoor Days. Family events, amazing deals. Your one stop before the range. Save over 20% on PMC 223 rifle ammo. Get $40 off Federal 5.56 bulk ammo. And $75 off Smith & Wesson M&P shield pistols. Plus, find more great deals on over 20,000 items throughout the store. Don't miss out. Shop in-store or online at Cabela's.com.
Are your medical bills piling up due to cancer or another serious illness? You are not alone. Many people face this challenge. Here's how Coventry Direct can help. You can receive an immediate cash payment by selling your life insurance policy. If you have $100,000 or more of life insurance, you may be eligible to sell your policy, even a term policy. To find out if you qualify, call Coventry Direct today at 1-800-386-1700 to speak to one of our policy specialists. That's 1-800-386-1700. The cash you receive from selling your policy can be used to help pay medical bills or whatever you choose to give you financial security and peace of mind. Call Coventry Direct at 1-800-386-1700 or visit us at coventrydirect.com. Coventry Direct, giving you the cash you need when you need it most. Coventry Direct is a marketing company and will refer qualified policies to a licensed entity.
I'm telling you, you risk your life each and every day just trying to come to work. It's 7:45 now on WMAL. The time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's get you around the Virginia Beltway Interloop near Braddock Road. Multiple cars have been involved in the crash. It took a while to clear, and it's given us delays out of Dale City up onto the Beltway into Annandale, but nothing remains blocked. Also up onto 395 to King Street, where they've cleared that accident to the shoulder as well. Now, Maryland 270 southbound, right at the lane divide, had fire and rescue blocking the right side of the roadway with the crash. Both loops of the Beltway slows between essentially George Avenue and I-95. Interloop side due to the crash past New Hampshire Avenue on the shoulder. Now, this morning, have a serious accident that happened in Upper Marlboro involving a pedestrian that was struck. Everyone needs to watch for each other. Cars, pedestrians, please give that each other the right of way. Northbound 301 at Village Drive. They had called for medevac helicopter, so we still have a lot going on. 301 northbound. This puts it north of Route 4 if you're heading up toward 214 Central Avenue, so plan for extra time. And I'm just getting initial reports of a pedestrian struck in the Four Corners area, Colesville Road and University Boulevard. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clear morning, sunny afternoon, 49 today. Overnight tonight down to 35, suburbs a little colder. Friday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, breezy and mild, and a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 29 degrees. It is 7:46.
Where are you going with your long face?
So, Brian, we were having a conversation the other day.
Yeah,
because you're teaching your daughter how to drive.
I am teaching
her
how to drive.
Yes, you are.
And she's doing great.
And she is. She's doing fantastically. But tell me, what was the one thing that you noticed that was a little different?
It was surprising to me that at one point driving around, she didn't seem to know where she was. She was a little confused about where she was in the community which she has lived in since she was born. Almost 11 months after she was born, she came to America. And she's lived in the same community.
Right.
She has ridden with her mother. She's ridden with her dad, in this community. And I know that when I was a kid, I was about 7 or 8 years old, if my mom said, tell me how to get back home while I'm driving, I could have done it. And I noticed that she was lost, and I tried to figure out why that is. And I think a lot of times it has to do with the fact that kids today are on their cell phones, and they're not paying attention to where they're going. They're letting you do the driving, and they're not looking. You know, in our day, we looked, and we had nothing to do but listen to the radio and look at where we were going. So we learned it just sort of by osmosis. I don't think they're looking.
I think the other thing is, too, is when we were children, we had much more freedom. Our parents let us go, and we rode our bikes all over. A big deal for me was on a Saturday being able to ride my bicycle into town so I could stop at my friend's house on my bike in a different neighborhood. I knew how to get there.
Yeah, that doesn't happen
and then
anymore.
We could both navigate into town and then and do the reverse. The other thing too is we could also do is we had woods, 500 acres of woods behind our house. We would go back into the woods, but we could find our way home because we instinctively knew sun rises in the east, sets in the west. This is where it's getting dark. The house is over here.
Right.
This is how you get home. Because of the pervasive use of GPS, we have become dumber, which is great because we're so smart as a nation on the whole. So getting dumber when it comes to this is awesome. But they actually did a study and they found that when you use GPS, it literally switches off a portion of your brain in the prefrontal cortex.
Yeah, you don't think.
That you literally don't think. You just go where the little voice tells you to go, which is why you see these stories about people driving onto train tracks. Well, the GPS told me to make a left. so I made a left.
Yeah, and there you go.
Or they drive into a river because the GPS said, go straight.
There's actually a case in Oklahoma where they drove the car straight into a lake.
Yeah.
Right into a lake.
Well,
because
the GPS told me to. Seriously, people like that, I just don't think we should rescue them because I just think that's Darwinism right there.
Yeah.
They studied the brains of 24 volunteers as they navigated a simulation of Soho in central London, and this is how they found that out. But they said if you want to get it back, and I had said this to you, I always have regular maps in my car, just in case my GPS goes down or my Waze or whatever goes down. I have a regular map. I'll bet you she has a hard time reading a map.
Well, I would say that that's a lost skill today.
Yeah.
And because of GPS, nobody knows how to read maps anymore. We were talking the other thing about things that kids don't know today that we knew.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had an atlas. You know, and a travel atlas.
And you had to carry it around with you, and it weighed 3 pounds on your bicycle.
And if you didn't know a city, you had to buy a city map.
That's exactly what we do. I have those maps. My husband has a little thing in the back of the car, with all the maps in it. Now, Google, you have a map on your phone everywhere you go, right? Well, you don't even have to read those, because since the beginning of the year, Google has been adding some features to make it easier to get where you're going. They have Uber integration now.
Right.
They have parking availability that you can save the places you've been. Well, now there's an update coming to Android and iOS Maps apps. That's Maps apps. And you can now broadcast your location without needing to leave the app, so your friends will know where you are.
Hell
so if you're running
I
late,
don't want my friends
they
knowing
can where find
I'm
where you are. I always turn off that location thing. I never have my location on my phone, ever. If I am kidnapped, that's going to be a sad choice.
Mm-hmm.
But I never do that. I don't like them knowing where
Mary,
I am at all
times.
If
they really want to find you, they can find you.
They can literally find me. Usually in the stairwell, going up and down the stairs.
That's right, and not the elevator, because you're smart.
Yes.
751 on WMAL.
Some days sound like this.
Hurry up, you're going to be late. Oh, I can't find my shoes.
And on those days, you don't want to hear this.
Thank you for calling. Please hold.
That's why at Comcast, we've built an app that lets you choose a time for us to call you, so you don't have to wait on hold. And why we're committed to being on time, every time. With 2-hour appointment windows, 7 days a week, day or night. If we're ever late, we'll credit your account $20. We're even opening up Xfinity stores near you, where you can try out all our new technology and find out how to get the most out of your service. We're making things easier, so your day can sound more like this.
Hurry up! The movie's about to start!
Okay, we're coming!
Because at Comcast, we should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
Want to make money and have fun? Drive with Lyft, the ride-sharing app that treats you better. You can earn hundreds of dollars a week plus tips. That's right. Lyft is the only national rideshare platform with cashless tipping built right into the app. Because getting tipped shouldn't depend on your passenger having a crumpled bill in their pocket. When you drive for the right ride-sharing app, every trip can feel like a walk in the park. With Lyft, you can pick your own hours and work when you want. Lyft can make driving the best job in the world. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com and use the code DCRadio1000 to start off with a $1,000 bonus just for giving 350 rides in your first 60 days. It's our way of saying thanks. From there, the more you drive, the more money you keep, up to 95% of your fares. Experience the difference of Lyft and start earning hundreds of dollars a week during hours you choose by applying at LyftDC.com today. And don't forget to use the code DCRadio1000 for that $1,000 bonus. Terms apply.
7:53. Let's see how your money's doing. Let's check into the news desk at CNBC. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. So stock futures are pointing to a flat open on Wall Street today. Investors, though, like the rest of the country, will be closely watching today's House vote on the GOP health care bill. Wall Street is concerned that if it stalls in Congress, that President Trump's tax reform and infrastructure spending plans will be delayed or possibly even derailed. Accenture posting better than expected quarterly earnings and revenues. The global consultant consulting and services company reporting revenues increasing 5%. A disappointing quarterly report from Scholastic had bigger than expected losses. And Apple is acquiring Workflow. The app automates things that you do every day by connecting your favorite apps and services together. It'll be made free in the App Store in the future. Verizon and AT&T are yanking ads from Google's YouTube, and this amidst concerns that their ads may have appeared next to extremist videos. Economic due out this morning. Economic data, let's try that again. Due out this morning. We'll get weekly jobless claims at 8:30 a.m. and then February new home sales will be released at 10. I'm Susan Lee, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL.
I had very, very serious depression. It takes all the joy out of your life.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough.
It's almost impossible to put into words. You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
I was amazed. I wasn't even sure why I was feeling so well. I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Accepting all major insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Busy areas, 270 southbound right at the lane divide. Accident again confined to the shoulder, so fire truck has left the scene. Counting four cars there, though, so they might need a couple of tow trucks. A lot of activity. You are in delays coming most of the way out of Germantown now to the lane divide. Upper Marlboro, an unfortunate incident. We had a pedestrian that was struck. Medevac has come and gone. Traffic is moving through slowly, though, on northbound 301 at Village Drive. This puts it north of Marlboro Pike, north of Route 4. So in that area, a little extra time definitely needed. In through town, DC 295, right as you come off of the Beltway, northbound past the Naval Research Lab onto the freeway. Everybody's hung up this morning. 395, same story. From Newington to the 14th Street Bridge, Interloop in Annandale crash before Braddock Road cleared. Update sponsored by Parker Pierce Service Experts. Contact Parker Pierce Service Experts today. Buy a tune-up and get next season's free. A tune-up can save up to 30% on your energy bills. Visit ParkerPierce.com today and see website for license details. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure still in now. A little chilly this morning and clear. Clear sky stays with us today. And a little bit milder than yesterday afternoon, 49. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 29 degrees. It is now 7:57.
When you buy from Tedbridge Ford, you get life. Tedbridge for Life, lifetime vehicle coverage. It doesn't end after 10 years. It doesn't end after 100,000 miles. It never ends. Drive a new 2016 Ford F-150 for up to $12,000 off MSRP. And only Tedbridge gives you their exclusive Tedbridge for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. Tedbridge.com.
Ticket number 61961 with approved credit plus tag, tag and title. $689.50 dealer processing fee. All factory rebates applied. All to dealer. Must take delivery by 3/31/17. See dealer for details.
Can you believe we get paid for this? Driving around, seeing the sights, meeting new people, and making them smile.
Well, let's not forget, you also have to crawl through attics.
And dig through sheds.
And carry awkward sleeper sofas.
And heavy refrigerators.
And copy machines down from the 28th floor.
All that fun, and we even get paid for it.
I'm glad you guys like your job.
Brian, working at 1-800-GOT-JUNK isn't really a job, exactly.
Well, if it's not a job, what is it?
It's what we do to make a difference.
Tell me about your perfect day.
It starts when you say to the customer,
all you have to do is point.
And then we make the junk disappear.
People love that.
Yes.
And then what happens?
We recycle the recyclables.
And donate the donatables.
So planet Earth stays happy and healthy.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-400-1841. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-400-1841. Again, that's 1-800-400-1841.
Did you know that more homes sell in March, April, and May than any other time of the year? So why pay 6% commission just to sell your home? Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, and we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and half percent commission at closing. We've already saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results.